You are a wonder. Hello, Malcolm here. Welcome to Quiet Time Coaching, episode 546, and today, part 12 of our current series on Psalm 139. Today we're looking at verses 11 and 12 of the Psalm. They read, "If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light around me become night. Even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is as bright as the day. For darkness is as light to you." What's David imagining here? The darkness shall cover me. The word cover can be translated as bruise. Surely the darkness shall bruise me. Bad things do happen at night, don't they? Perhaps that's the psalmist's fear. David's worried that something bad's about to happen. Night normally comes when darkness comes at the end of the day, but perhaps here he is fearing that darkness will come even when it's meant to be light. A bit like an eclipse or a very dark cloud coming over the sun. It should be light, God. You're meant to be with me, but it's darkness right now. However, God turns things upside down, doesn't he? Because darkness is not dark to him. He's not restricted or restrained from his abilities according to what is usually the case in creation. Our experiences and understandings are not his. Our limitations are not his. When things look dark to me, and frankly they often do, but when those things around me and in my life and in circumstances in the world look so dark to me, they are not dark to God. Perhaps the implication is, if God is never in the dark, then in some sense, neither am I. Neither are you. We might not know what God is up to sometimes, but we're not really fully in the dark because we are with the God who sees all and for whom there is no true darkness. Think about Jesus for a moment. In John 8, verse 12, when Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." You see, when we feel that darkness shall cover us or bruise us, whether it's emotional turmoil, confusion, or just a spiritual struggle, what Jesus says here about himself reminds us that he walks with us, bringing his light into our darkness. You may feel that your situation is bleak, but in prayer you can invite God's light into those areas. What you and I experience as impenetrable or frightening darkness can be transformed in God's presence. That's why we need to be with him in prayer. In prayer, we don't need to hide or minimize our struggles, pretend there isn't a darkness we're feeling or experiencing, but instead we can ask God to meet us in our hidden places, knowing he is already there. He's ready to comfort and to guide us. So let me ask you, what darkness are you experiencing right now? Or what bruising are you experiencing? Are there any areas of confusion, hopelessness, or even frankly, despair going on right now for you? If so, a couple of suggestions. Can you talk these over with your Heavenly Father? Can you ask him for the strength to trust that he sees clearly and that he cares for you even whilst you are struggling with the darkness that you are experiencing at the moment? You know, it might help to spend some time quietly contemplating the truth that Jesus is right there, the light of the world with you in your darkness. Let him bring his light into your darkness. Next time, we'll move on to verse 13. And I'm planning a spiritual experience day based on Psalm 139 in the spring of 2025. So if you'd be interested in that or have any suggestions for it, please email me, malcolm@malcolmcox.org. Till the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day. Take care and God bless.